5 years ago, torrential rain in the Northern Front Range resulted in devastating historic floods that led to loss of life, destroyed homes and infrastructure, and resulted in the evacuation of the entire communities of Jamestown and Lyons. After the 2013 floods, the state of Colorado determined that it wanted to recover the areas and the rivers in a more resilient manner. And that resulted in a number of watershed coalitions being formed, including the St. Vrain Creek Coalition. One of the most damaged river systems was the Northern St. Vrain. I paid a visit to the stretch of river just west of Lyons with Erica Shioa, who is the watershed coordinator for the St. Vrain Creek Coalition.
So the North St. Vrain was one of the hardest hit areas within the St. Vrain watershed, maybe even the Front Range. This particular area in Apple Valley, what's known as Apple Valley, it's a little bit west of Lyons, was actually, there were 13 buyout properties after the flood. So what that means is that the Boulder County purchased 13 of those properties because they were more than 50% damaged after the flood. Beyond that, there was loss of life and property here. There are loss of homes. Some of the infrastructure was damaged out here. All of the banks are washed out. From what I understand, the way that the landowners speak about this area, it used to be very lush and green, just trees overhanging and plants all the way up to the creek. But as you'll see, a lot of that's been destroyed, damaged completely. And so we went ahead and replanted a lot of that as well. And we're hoping that in, 5 to 10 years, it'll start to look a little bit like what it used to before.
What makes a river channel then more resilient to flooding? I mean, tell us about some of the specific construction projects on this river.
You know, as I mentioned before, there is the creation of these floodplain benches, so kind of sloping out the bank so that there's the opportunity for water to rise slowly as opposed to cutting underneath the banks in order to, which causes erosion. And so that's a large part of what we did. We also, there's a lot of bank stabilization related work too. So there is the use of plants and bioengineered bank stabilization. So that would be, you know, we'll take a look later, but there's the use of large wood and root wad structures to protect banks. And so not just using rocks and armoring and building like a retaining wall necessarily in order to protect the banks, but really using some of these natural features in order to complement, you know, what it looks like out here, but also, you know, help with the ecology and habitat for other animals and such too. We also planted, a big part of bank stabilization is planting, is revegetation, and so a lot of these projects really utilize different grasses and trees and such, so that when, it'll take a little while for them to establish, but once they do, they will be much more protective of these banks. You can see there are some pool riffle structures that were placed here. The landowners, I will say a lot of the landowners did a lot of their own work and a lot of recovery. You know, before we moved in and started construction, they had to do some recovery on their own in order to get through to the point. I mean, we couldn't start construction until 4 years after the flood. And so so we came in and, you know, there are some, I think these structures were here and they were created by the landowner, but they, the team here helped to key them in a little bit better, and then also made them fish passable too. So that's another goal as well.
But what does that mean to have a fish passable?
So I think, so some of these structures that may be more man-made or even not so, I guess, you know, there may be areas where a gap is too, like a drop is too large for a fish to swim upstream. And so they'll find ways to either, you know, give them a little notch to swim up, or provide little areas where they can kind of navigate their way up more easily. Because some of the fish are pretty tiny.
So as I look at this, if I didn't know much about rivers, I would just say, oh, that's some kind of naturally occurring rapid that's in this river. But a lot of this was part of the flood recovery.
Yes, it was. And it had to... And you can kind of see it here where the water does speed up quite a bit because of the slope that we're at right now. And so these structures will help with some of that speed and velocity that is kind of shown here.
For people who are listening and they're like, well, why was so much effort put into restoring the river when, if you look at Lyons, there were people who lost their homes, and let's prioritize building homes. I mean, how can you explain the necessity for creating proper river reconstruction before, or, you know, in tangent with the creation of homes?
One of our main goals was the protection of life and property. And, you know, regardless of, there were, I think, 13 buyout properties within Apple Valley. But beyond those and the people who left, there are still people who live here, and there is still infrastructure, critical infrastructure that exists within these areas that need to be protected as well. I do see a huge importance with rebuilding in Lyons. I think a lot of those properties also kind of had a similar experience where they had to go through the buyout program too, unfortunately. And once a property goes through that program, you can never rebuild on it again because it is considered a risk to build on that property in the first place. The goal here, and the goal in creating the coalitions and working through flood recovery in this more resilient manner, was for a better future, and not necessarily rebuilding it for the sake of rebuilding and being able to drive again necessarily. It was rebuilding it in a smarter way, hopefully.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and Water Education Colorado. Find out more at watereducationcolorado.org. Support is provided by CoBank, which provides financing solutions for rural water systems. Find out more at cobank.com.